This week on RSPB Update, join us as we relive some of our favorite moments from 2021. We have a laugh at how certain things turned out in the end, including things like party hats, 10-point buck sneezes, and witty one-liners from your favorite hosts. This is RSPB Update, episode 862, recorded Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. The 2021 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the last episode of RSPB Update for the year of 2021. And as per tradition, this is the RSPB Update 2021 Clip Show. Happy for this, Tanis?
I love the Clip Show. It's probably one of my favorite shows of the year.
It's my favorite show of the year.
Yeah, Shane lets his hair down if he had long hair, you know, to cover up his redneck. But
let's not paint me like that.
No. Oh, Shane, come on. Let's get into the clips. We'll see that you're always a good sport.
Yeah, there's definitely some clips in here that will terrify people. But nonetheless, of course, thank you to everybody for making this such a wonderful year. We'll talk more about that as we wrap up. And as per the tradition goes with this being the Clip Show, this will carry an explicit tag. Because, you know, some of these clips are unedited. And what would a Clip Show be if we were, you know, just skirting around what was at the bounds of acceptable, right?
Yeah, I don't skirt much.
Yeah. That'd be an idea. RSPB Update in kilts.
Kilts, yes. Okay.
Just some quick stats before we begin. We have 59 clips to go through. This year we published 96 hours, 33 minutes, and 41 seconds worth of podcasts. Our average runtime was an hour and 53 minutes. Our minimum was an hour and 23 minutes and change. And our maximum was 239.56, which was the PVM meta review episode. And the minimum came from the Spring Festival, of all things. Back in the spring. So just some quick stats of what RSPB Update looked like this year numerically. Maybe I'll share some more about who was most guested and whatnot in the publication for this, but you guys will probably tell based on the clips. But are you ready to dive in?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so you guys will hear this noise once the clip is done, and we're back to talking amongst ourselves here just because it's difficult sometimes. So we start off on episode 811, 20 Years of Good Times, the 20th anniversary of RuneScape.
Hello, everybody. This is Trekkie. Trekkie, also known as J1223, and I'm back with some new stuff. Oh, I fucked up.
All right.
Can we start over?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take two.
I'll count you down again in 3, 2. You remember Trekkie came on that show and wanted to do the intro like that for the 20th anniversary of RS?
Yeah. I think that was his auctioneer audition, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so.
It was. But we also have some other clips from that episode, including the full intro.
Hello, everybody. This is Trekkie here, also known as J1223, and I'm back with some new RuneScape Heart of Glittenor. Action! 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 Now. To right of me over here, we have Tanis. Say hi, Tanis. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Trekkie.
Yay, Tanis! And right next to me is Shane.
Hello, everybody. I feel like I'm heading out to the auction yard, and we're going to be starting to run our auction on a new head of bull here. Do we have anybody?
Yeah, brother.
I've actually never been to a cattle auction before, but it's very common around here.
You got a head of foal?
Bull.
Yeah.
So this next clip from the same episode is very foreshadowing. You'll hear why. This is something people have always, you know, looked out for. At the end of that, he said, just make sure you keep holding on to those party hats. You never know when they may be worth something.
I love it.
And this, you know, spawned CM to actually have to say something. No, no, we're not adding any new party hats. We're not doing anything to party hats. It's just something that Mud Warden said, as, you know, you sometimes get New Year's party hats out of Christmas crackers.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Well, I was, okay. I thought it was like a kind of a little bit of snark. I was loving it. I was like, oh, go give me some snark. Yes. Because, well, have you been following stuff, Shane, with like the upheaval and party hat stuff and the PVM?
No, I haven't. PVM
guys. Oh my God. Okay. Well, let's just say there have been videos made about, oh my God, the price of party hats. You can't even do PVM and earn a party hat anymore by doing Tellus, where you make 60 mil an hour and you can't do it. No, I'm serious. I've seen a video like that. And you know, and I'm over here with my two little fingers playing the world's smallest violin. Like, so when I saw him say that, I was like, ooh, snark. Because you know, something like the blue one is like 100.
Yeah.
Some bill at this point. Like, really, the only way you're getting something like that, like, it's now in the hands of the stakers. So it's just hilarious.
You know what the funniest part about that is? Mud Warden probably knew he'd end the year with a party hat drop.
That's pretty funny.
And it's so funny because community management doubled down so hard. I'm saying no, but lo and behold, here we are. We got a party hat.
No more.
Mud Warden just tells it as it is. We should have believed him. All right, moving on to episode 812 now. The Art of the Rework. You forgot apparently how to plug in.
Uh-oh. Surprised. I've been plugging it in.
All right.
Oh, well, maybe don't be a dumbass and plug something in that's not turned on, huh? Probably don't get a lot of power when the computer's off, do you?
No, not on not on old ones, at least. Do you remember what that was about?
Must have been like, I don't know. I was thinking it must have been my headset, but.
Oh, right, because the headset wasn't charged, and you were wondering why it didn't charge, but the computer wasn't on.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah.
Right, because that would also be why you sounded different on 8.11, so we must have been talking about that in pre-show on 8.12.
Right, yeah.
All right, we're moving on to episode 8.13, now the lore, Looking Glass, and some commentary on Mod Raven's live streams. Lots of Mod Raven theme stuff here. have you ever... Oh, I got too excited about that. Have you ever... it just happened sporadically. It's not that I'm excited to answer the next question or anything. have you ever considered that sometimes you might kill NPCs too quickly? Mod Raven talked about how NPCs needed to be emotionally broken, spiritually broken, and then just broken, and then ultimately needing to just suffer before killing them. But Mod Osborne put a pin in that. We don't hear about that much too often, do we?
No, but that's so Raven.
here's another one about extending that idea just a little further from Mod Raven. And, you know, they asked then for a list of NPCs that Mod Raven killed, and he said he couldn't remember. And then Mod Stu says it's not right to be killing them if you can't remember who you killed.
He who passed sentence must wield the pen.
So we're going with Mod is definitely the Zodiac Killer, is definitely Ted Cruz then, hey?
Yeah, or Raven.
Or Raven.
Jagged Zodiac Killer, Mod Raven. But we also learned another thing about Maud Raven on that episode, about what they used to have to, what length he used to go to when they'd be filming videos around the studio. Books containing lore, lots of books everywhere. Same thing with Jack. Maud
Raven.
Something
that happened on he wrote them in code.
Yeah, wrote his notes in code to prevent people from reading them if they were accidentally caught on the camera on stream.
And then he forgot how to read the code. Beautiful. Self-hating Da Vinci.
Maybe he's the Zodiac Killer.
No, they can actually read the Zodiac Killer's notes now.
Yeah, I saw that. That's actually really interesting. They deciphered one of the last ones. I think there's still another one that's not deciphered on that.
I mean, all we have to do is just ask him. He's in Congress.
Cruz on in there?
Yeah, Ted Cruz has actually retweeted things talking about the Zodiac Killer before, too. He's all in on that meme.
That sounds like something the Zodiac Killer would do.
Right?
Is it Maud Raven or is it Ted Cruz?
Well, Maud Raven is definitely the RuneScape Zodiac Killer, without a doubt. And probably a serial torturer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't put anything past Ted Cruz.
No. Moving on to episode 814 now, Thrice Slayed. This clip is called RuneScape Product Placements. Do you remember what direction we went on this?
I do not.
All right.
There's a lot, but no, do you know what this means?
What's that?
2022 RuneScape FPS.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
No, it can't be. No, that can't be.
Yeah. No. Some of these defense contractors, they do pretty elaborate.
We're going to have BAE shilling in the middle of the game.
Keep in mind, this was back in the early 2000s, I said, was the case.
No, I know.
Get defense contractors doing product placement inside FPS games.
No. I think that's... That happened in Call of Duty, right?
I'm sure it probably did. I don't know.
God, no.
Was it brought to you by Raytheon?
Hey, you want to join the army, kids?
Yeah, right.
This goes hand in hand with our Drone and Gil in our discussion a few weeks ago.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Yeah. What an episode that was. What an episode that was. Next one is one where we're moving on to episode 816, and this was the Valentine's Day episode. I forget where you were in the middle of February, but you weren't here, and Sirion was on this episode instead. And this is just an example of some of the pre-show conversations that him and myself have sometimes.
I was talking yesterday. No, I have to tell you this quickly. Okay. I was talking yesterday to a friend about network serializing some data, and I talked about nibbles because there's a piece of data that fixed in a nibble, and it makes me so happy. It made me so happy that I could talk about nibbles in the technical concept.
What were you talking about data serializing about?
So we are our current game that we're working on is actually full multiplayer. So that's pretty cool. I was talking about pathfinding and whether we need to do pathfinding on both client and server.
Oh, okay.
Or whether the server does the pathfinding and then sends the path to the client. We use a hexagonal grid. So to select a path, right?
You said hexagonal grid?
Hexagonal grid, yeah. So each step is one of six directions.
Right. Okay.
And you can easily... you can represent six different numbers in 3 bytes.
Yep.
But I was like, let's just round it up and let's make it a nibble. And then we just have a nibble each for each step. And then we talked a bit further, because we now have an empty bit, right, that we don't use for every step. So, if we ever want to compress it in the future, what we do is we use that one leftover bit to say whether the next nibble is the next step, or if it's the number of steps in this direction.
Oh.
So in a single byte, you can have up to 16 steps in one direction if it's a straight line.
Nice.
It was a fun conversation, and we could talk about nibbles. So,
and that's actually really easy to send over the network, too, unless you're sending anything else with it, right?
It is tiny.
Yeah.
If you think about it, our map is maybe 100 in diameter. Let's say in the worst case, you need to go back and forth, right? That's 200 nibbles. That's 100 bytes you're sending over the network. The TCP headers we use are more overhead than that.
Exactly. Exactly. I bet there's very few people in the audience who understood that conversation.
Oh, were you talking about your lunch?
No, we were talking...
I heard, like, nibbles and bytes.
We were talking about representing data on a multiplayer game map and sending it over the network.
Huh. You think you could work on 200 mil cap limit there?
Possibly. Possibly. Oh, okay. But that might be more difficult engine.
We just add a digit, right? From what I understand that conversation. Add digits and send it in one direction.
No. That's a bit more complicated because the engine and used to be the client, but probably just the engine now running behind the scenes on the servers is limited to what we call int 32, a 32-bit number, which is that 2.1 billion limit of assigned number. You can, of course, go bigger, but that throws into question a whole bunch of other things on space constraints. And that was just me realizing that this is probably not the forum to be going into data representation.
Worded with one clip end and the next begin.
Right? Alrighty. Well, the next clip goes forward to episode 817, one episode next forward. It was Expanding Expectations, and we have a chat about Mount Rushmore.
Oh, gosh. I wonder if it already exists. I was going to say, like, a Mount Rushmore, I think, would be Legos. And no, Shane, you can't change the faces or add any.
How did you know I was doing that? Somebody made a Lego Mount Rushmore out of 22,000 bricks. How did you know I wanted to add two more to Mount Rushmore?
I had a feeling.
Astute listeners would probably know which two presidents I'd add to the list, but we'll leave that as an exercise for them. Oh, God. You're getting pretty good at predicting that.
Well, you know, we've worked together for a while now.
That was obviously pre-show, and I'm still going to leave that as an exercise to the listeners to guess which two presidents I'd add to Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're not ready to spill the beans yet, Shane?
No, we're not going to spill the beans yet. But you know which ones I'd be, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, moving on to episode 818 with Azanadra's quest. We got a couple of fun clips for this one now. After this, we head back to the Praetorium yet again in Caridat and have a chat about what exactly has been going on with this one. And we get there, and Ariane is on the floor, out cold.
Oh, God. You've been doing this on Quest stream.
I absolutely...
And there were 5 minutes where everyone was just turning up bit by bit and going, oh, Ariane is... unconscious. What's up with her? What happened?
I burst out laughing. His character says, what did you do to her?
And we were really worried. But no, what she's done
is. So she and Azanadra went to chat to these mouthpieces, the Kra, and instead of, well, they didn't get answers from them, so what Ariane decided to do was destroy the statues, crush them all up, turn them into a gaseous mixture, and inhale them. That's a very Ariane thing to do, isn't it?
I just found that too funny.
So we were worried all this time, and nope, she's just a bit of a tunnel vision researcher, hey?
That was perfect. Perfect. I don't think I ever saw something like that coming from a quest at RS, but still, I think that's probably my favorite quest moment of the year, and maybe had I remembered that, I would have put Acid on just quest of the year instead of City of Sectistan.
That's a pretty good one. I think they broke the ice, though, with the, didn't they make reference to it with somewhere on Anachronia with the lizard and the, what they have, hash pipes or something like
that? Yeah, they did. The Orthon dig site, that was last year's clip show again. Because you can hear the breathing.
It might be a pattern.
Because they had the pipe in there. Anyways, that's 2020. We also had another clip from 818. Apparently there was a removed Eminem lyric in this quest.
But yeah, one of the other things you can say is, if I can hold, you can hold, which is a reference to the GameStop thing that's been happening and is still happening. So we were chatting with Mod Jack on the stream, and yep, he confirmed as much. Pretty quick turnaround to get a reference in there, huh?
Yeah, I bet this is where the Eminem one came from.
Yeah, probably. Oh, dear.
Oh, you're right. It was in the first one where you could say stop the count. Oh, I enjoyed that little bit of dialogue.
This statement is a lie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering what the Eminem lyric was now. That would have been in there at that point. Because I don't think the Tsar would speak Eminem.
Speak Eminem, as if it's a language thing.
Right?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, decode the arcane language of the Tsar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
What's this about the real Slim Shady? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Here's a rap god.
Oh, where were we?
Oh, God. Returning to the outer halls under the heart.
Right, okay. And then you fill Ariane in on everything that was happening. Oh, my God, that dialogue. Both in terms of what could have been there, what was there, and what was there in the past. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, lo and behold, we actually did figure out what the removed Eminem lyrics were, because the following week we had Mod Jack on the show and he clarified that for us. So we're going to move right into that clip right now, unless you have any comments on the language, the true language of the Tsar, Tanis.
Nope.
It's pretty funny. You guys also said on a live stream there was a removed Eminem lyric in the quest. Do you want to share what that was?
Yes. It seems obvious to me, but no one has suggested. It was when the shadow voices and the light voices are talking. And the shadow voices were your conscience. He says, these voices, I hear them. Quoting Eminem's Guilty Conscience, of course. Which is literally about two voices talking in your head. A good voice and a bad voice. But yeah, people suggested loads of good suggestions for things the shadow voice could have said that were Eminem lyrics. So I think he could probably speak entirely in Eminem lyrics if he wanted.
Sometimes it's such a shame that the game is not voice acted.
And that would, of course, require having the rights to the Eminem songs. But just imagine what other kind of exposition that would allow.
That is really cool. And I didn't remember it, because you have to be like a legit Eminem fan to, you know, recognize those lyrics from that song.
Which I am not.
Yeah, like, that's from, oh gosh, it's like the, I want to say it's like the first big album.
Oh, wow. Went, so that would be a long time ago.
Yeah, not the, like, not the early one that kind of blew up, but the second time. The, it might have been My Name Is, or Marshall Mathers. Can't remember which one. Oh. But it's early on. Like, you know, this is early 2000.
Man. All right. Also, yeah. Of course, in talking with Mod Jack, we always like to open these shows up with a fun, soft round of questions, and this one surprised us all. What's one fact about you, Mod Jack, the person that everybody should probably be aware of that they don't get to see behind the mask?
A fact about me that not everyone's aware of. I love singing karaoke.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I probably don't create that impression.
You don't.
But I do. I love singing karaoke. I'm now infamous for it in the office of constantly. Whenever we're going anywhere, we do... So obviously coronavirus has interfered with this, but usually we have three yearly outings. We have the Jagex summer party, the Jagex Christmas party, and Runefest, all of which involve, you know, coachfuls of J-Mods sailing off into the unknown.
Right.
And I'm legendary for pulling out, like, music on the bus and making everyone sing. On the way back from Runefest, it was the most recent Runefest. Was that 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stu and I sang 2 hours back to Cambridge. We sang the entire way home.
Oh boy!
Oh wow! All right.
We had because Stu didn't know most of the songs, so we had the lyrics up. Stu's got a beautiful singing voice, by the way. I know, like, people love his talking voice, but he's got a fantastic singing voice. Puts me to shame. So it's fun to sing with him.
I think this is sometimes my favorite things about these JMod episodes is we like to open them up like that, but then you just learn these absurd facts that you don't really hear anywhere else, which is a shame that they don't get to explore that often.
You know, I love those. I mean, I know they're, you know, they're people that do that are doing a job, right? But it almost like humanizes them.
Right.
in a way, we're just like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, especially in certain sectors of the internet, I think we forget that people are
yep.
working a job and doing yep. their best.
Yep.
You know, there are the people who like to go and sing karaoke too. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so I love that you do that.
Yeah, and we definitely had to do that, and this was actually a really interesting episode to record because we actually sat down and recorded this the day the login lockout started, and little did we know what we were heading into. All right, moving on to episode 820, Compassionate Scapers, with a clip from the pre-show. Gotta get that out before we begin.
I'd scare him away and shit, but I mean, maybe that's why you don't, you're not a big hunter or fisher. get a just a fucking 10-point buck just lined up. Fuck! Fuck!
My sneezes will be making another appearance in the clip show later.
I mean, hell, they made an appearance in pre-show today. I mean, I don't even flinch no more.
Right, and the interesting part is the way you hear it, and it's edited out if it happens in the show most of the time, and it's in pre-show sometimes as well. But the way you hear it is that, because I don't want to sneeze on my screen or sneeze into the microphone, I will turn my chair around and cover with my shoulder, and you're hearing me turned away from the microphone and covered with my shoulder when that happens.
Holy shit. Okay. Well.
The more you know, right?
Yeah, the more you know.
More you know. All right, moving on to episode 823, Waves of Spring, and I think this was possibly our shortest episode of the year, looking at it. Yeah, it was, but we actually got a clip out of it, which is interesting. They've also added various close buttons to pop-ups in the login screen. And I'm apparently also getting spam with text messages right now. And I mean literal spam. Americans spend more annually on cat food than baby food. Next one. Unlike dogs, cats do not have a sweet tooth. Scientists believe this is due to a mutation in a key taste receptor. Like, who sends out spam like that?
I don't know. That is so weird.
And I don't know the number. But anyways, carrying on with the patch notes. There were a few more after that episode, but then they just stopped.
That is just as weird now as it was then. And it makes me wonder what kind of email list you're on, Shane.
No, it was text message on my phone.
Well, I know, but I mean, what do you say in front of your devices there?
I don't know. I don't say that much. I mean, nothing that would be a problem. But in any case, we're moving on to episode 825, the live event endgame. We got another pre-show clip here from you this time.
As of now, that should be fine, but that's two days after the shot, so I might be like running around looking, you know, like fucking banisters and shit. I don't know.
Not being hospital with blood clots.
Yeah, well, as long as I keep running, man, that's the
well, you guys aren't using AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson anymore, so you'll be fine.
We never had to. We never used AstraZeneca, I don't think.
Sure you did.
No, I'm going Pfizer. Woo-woo.
And I went Moderna, I think those episodes after we both did that were some of the most interesting we recorded this year.
Yeah, probably. It didn't get real until the booster.
Okay.
Then shit got real.
Ay-yi-yi. You gotta wonder what's up with that. Though,
you know,
I had a bad after both number one and number two. And mine was Moderna.
We're still here podcasting too, so, you know.
It turned out fine.
I guess there's that. Yeah.
Turned out fine.
I'll take it.
All right, skipping ahead a little bit to episode 827 right now, and I mentioned that the sneezes would be back.
I thought that's...
That was a sneeze.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were being knifed to death. It sounded like somebody barged in the room with a knife.
Your imitation of that.
I stand by my words. That is no normal sneeze.
And the reason that one was so quick was because it came on quick, and I had to turn so quick that it was hard to catch, and that's why it was so broken like that.
Like three times. yeah, that's
platform
good.
similar to Patreon, like Locals. Oh, that's weird. I'll just edit that out.
Gee, Shane, can't you just at least do edibles before the show? You have to get a toke while we're doing the show.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. I pass on all that kind of stuff, just FYI. Even though it is legal here, I pass on all that still. Just that's all I want to say about that. I don't know why you wanted to go that way, but hey, sure. Why not?
Because I love making fun of you with obscene things that you would never actually do, because I find that hilarious. It's like calling a big guy tiny, you know? I find it funny.
Fair enough. Moving on to episode 829 right now. We got a pre-show clip and then a post-show clip. Remember, Vic is back.
Yeah, man. That dude's been ripping me off lately. I ain't gonna go see him for a while. I don't like his deals. Feels like I'm on Pawn Stars or some shit.
What are you pissed off about?
I turned in a lot of bonus and got very little bonus in return.
Right.
So,
how do you feel about Vic now?
I stand by that comparison.
And you know, it really has raised an interesting question. Perhaps we should just instead use the treasure hunter to convert whatever is not prismatic into oddments at that point, rather than moving it around with Vic, because you suffer the conversion rate, obviously.
Yeah. Well, so, and I already kind of work that system with the daily keys as much as I can anyway. We can't right. do it with all, you
no,
know,
you can't,
all
you can't
bonus,
do it with everything.
But
yeah.
So, as much as I can, I do.
All right. Let's look at our post-show clip now.
Go with stoned meditation.
Stoned meditation.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want to make that comparison for a charity event.
Well, it's good for your mental health.
Oh, God!
I mean, it ain't like I said go with the whack pack or something. I mean,
oh, God!
That's pretty good, though. Go to Solomon's store, pick up the whack
pack. Oh, shit! No! Oh, God!
Oh, shit.
So it looks professional at the end of the day. It sounds professional, but sometimes it takes a while to get there at the end. Just even if we're just, you know, throwing ideas at the wall.
You know, sometimes we have to unwind before and after shows to kind of get in the zone. That's why they call it caller commentary. And got it. Gotta get warmed up.
Yep. All right, on to episode 830, My Way with My Wishes. We got three clips from this episode. Cows, bulls, and chinchampas on the player-owned farm will now no longer appear without color if textures are disabled.
Cows what, Shane?
Cows, bulls, and chinchampas.
Cows what?
Cows, bulls, and chinchampas. What did I say? Cows, bulls, and chinchampas on the player on the farm.
Oh, bulls. Like
what did you
a
think?
Bowl.
Like a fish bowl?
No, I'm messing with you, Shane.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Would you care to tell the listeners which way you were leaning on that?
It sounded like you were saying balls.
Really? Yeah. You know, I listened to that back. I listened to that back on the episode, and I listened to it back yesterday collating the clips, and now I hear bulls.
Well, I hear it at the very end, but at first I was like, did he just... I was like, oh yeah, this is the clip where he's like cow balls. Yeah.
I don't
it's
think
just
so.
I thought so. It was just kind of a Canadian accented cow balls.
God. We'll have to ask the listeners on that. That's good. Premium beards now work correctly.
What? How does a beard not work?
I don't know.
When Sirion gets here, ask him what makes a beard not work. Like, all dude, right. That beard is just not working for you. Like, what's the criteria for a beard to not work?
You know he doesn't have one, right? Even though it seems like he should have one.
I know, but it seems like he would be a good judge of beards.
Right? Why do we think that? I don't know. Oh, boy. Where were we? I still feel that way, but I mean, hey, at the end of the day, he's not the beard expert, unless you meant technically, of course.
Yeah, no. It's funny though. Maybe like, you know, we are no closer to the answer today than we were back then.
No, I don't think we are. I don't think we are. But on that episode, you also did come up with a good solution for what should happen to people who break the rules. So if these people get banned for 2 weeks and they have all the wealth they earned from doing this removed, they lost that amount of wealth and they lost that much time in the game where they could have been doing things to make money on that front. So in effect, you know, they lose double the amount.
See, right now I'm going to advocate that we need to take this out of the real world, get it out of the real world, let's put it in the game world, and let's introduce civil asset forfeiture for bug abuse. If you're caught committing bug abuse, we will take all of your shit, no matter what, how, whatever. Your bank is gone, son.
Remember when Osborne wanted to do bank bidders?
Yeah, right? And then we'll bid on it. It's cold. You want to do some wealth removal? You want to do some punishment? There you go. We'll have fines. You don't have it, that's okay. We accept buy bonds.
Of course, we're talking about people abusing the Elite Dungeons at that point. And I don't think we really ever got clarification if they had wealth removed on that, did we?
No, I don't think so, because that just went straight into the lockout, and then when they came back around and started doing something, we just got the numbers on permanent bans and, you know, and temps bans, all that. But you know what I love about that clip, Shane?
What's that?
It's such an absurd idea, right?
Right, but you can see it happening.
Because it actually happens in my country. Like, it's a real thing. Like, you have to go and prove.
Right.
That's your shit, legitimately. Like, it's so... When you put it in a game world, it sounds like the most absurd thing ever. But yet, it's an actual thing in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a pause here before I move on to the next one, and I'm just going to thank some Patreon supporters because we did hit that big milestone. We are now past the $200 mark, which means that in the new year, patrons who provide shipping info will be receiving a special something, let's just say, and there'll be a teaser of that coming in January. I don't want to reveal too much of what that is, but of course, a big thank you to all the Patreon supporters for making this episode possible. And if you want to learn more about that, you can check us out at patreon.com/RSBNB. There we have the entire back catalog of monthly bits available for as little as $1 a month. If you want a VIP rank on Discord and stereo versions of the show, you can get that for $3 a month. Or since the new year is starting up, for $5 a month, you gain access to the clips as we make them throughout the entire year. So, of course, there are people who knew exactly what was going to be on this clip show with the clips that we publish to Patreon. So a huge thank you goes out to our Patreon supporters. And in particular, this week, those people are Amos Reed, Andrew C., Arvids L., Christian S., Chunk the Monk, Cook Me Plonks, Diana, Drama Free, Duramax, Elo Matey, Free Milk, Jacob R, Jade Gizmo, Jason S, Jeebus, Jesse W, Kesky Plays, Lucky Ducky, Nate the Great, Nick G, Parnassius, Renhawk, Ricky A, Samuel FL, Scott DS, Seth W, Singer, Stub Eve, The Bears OP, The Naked Captain, The Lion, Tom V, Zachary M, and Zant. Thank you everybody for making this episode this year possible. We'll talk more about what that means at the end of the year to us as we wrap up with that. But once again, a huge thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. And if you want access to some extra shows, go check us out at patreon.com/RSBNB. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Episode 831, Warden on the Warpath. This is after your vaccine has begun to set in.
Hell yeah. We're going crazy. Tomorrow, my wife's like, you want to do something wild? Yeah. She's like, let's go to dinner.
My God.
She's like, yeah, like in a restaurant. I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Live a little.
Amazing what can constitute as wild in 2021, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and 2020.
Yeah, and probably 2022, based on how things look right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. We live in a hellscape, but
that's why we have RSVNB update.
Exactly. 20 years of RuneScape, you know, and you still get to escape. 20 years later, you still get to escape.
Yeah. 831 also talked about Zaros doing some not good things with children.
I bet they start an internet conspiracy about Zaros and how he's holding elf children in
here we go.
Dungeon.
Oh boy.
Yeah, okay, sorry. That's a different. I'm sorry. I'm having nightmares lately. Can't imagine why. My RuneScape and yeah, don't fall asleep listening to news and playing mobile. This is what happened.
You okay?
Yes, everything is fine now.
Okay, everything's fine now. That's good.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Just glad those nightmares aren't bleeding into reality yet, hey?
Right.
That's actually very interesting. Once I had a programming problem and I dreamt I solved it. And that was the problem. And we talked about this in the Clan Quest Discord, and it's happened for numerous people before.
I remember the live stream that happened on Monday. I was actually dreaming about doing the live stream before we did it.
There you go. So would you rather have dreams about Zaros taking children away, programming problems, or doing a live stream before you actually do it?
Probably programming problems. Because then you got the answer, right?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I mean. Yeah. Also on 831, I highlighted something called my grand vision.
Well, we've got 4 weeks of the event going. We could always bring him on during one of those, eh?
Yeah. I'll tell you about my grand vision after the show. And we'll see if we're still able to enact that, but...
Oh, no. We're not enacting anything from Shane called the Grand Vision.
Oh, no.
Nope.
I'd have a place for everyone in my Grand Vision, Tanis.
Oh, I bet you would.
Oh, no.
Dare I ask what you were so terrified of?
No, I think we all could imagine where Shane would place us in his grand fish.
Yeah, in very, very influential key spots.
Uh-huh.
So moving on to episode 832, Echoes of Erebus, and of course Battle of the Monolith was happening at this point in time, so it makes sense that there's lots of talk about Zaros. Presented on this Tanis.
Yeah, I mean, who knew Zaros was Terran, right? Like, this is crazy.
What do you mean, Terran?
Like, sorry, Star Trek reference.
Oh.
It's been a long, long time since there was one on the show.
You're right. I can't believe I missed that.
I know. And I still feel like we need to pick up our Star Trek references on the show.
Yeah, that can be a resolution for 2022.
Yes.
All right, we head on now to episode 834, covering the launch of RuneScape Mobile with a pre-show clip from Zapt.
we had this stupid thing happen when I was in high school about with those laptops, where this one guy, like, he sent around this disc that had Halo 1 on it and installed on everyone's PC. And they ran on LAN on the school's network. And, oh my god, everyone got caught. The IT
What high school was that? Or was this high school?
Yeah, this is high school. It's 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
So, it was like, I remember Spanish class. Like, I was one of, like, three people in the class, like, not playing Halo, because I was playing RuneScape. And then everyone got caught. And it was a big deal, dude. Like, everyone in the town knew about it. And this one kid made t-shirts about it called the Game Bus 2011, I think. And then the principal found the t-shirts. And she got really mad about them. And she threw them, like, into the bus lot, just, like, having a breakdown over it. Because she was done with it. She was done with that situation. And then as the senior prank for our class, like, 3 years later... two of the guys who were the head of that, they got into her office and lined every wall, every floor, every surface with those t-shirts.
Oh, that's the best. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
That's a good prank.
That's some good shit.
I will never forget that. That was so funny.
And this is what pre-show of RSPNV Update looks like sometimes when we have guests on. It's actually quite the fun experience. Because I think we were talking about where mobile would be useful, of course, right? And how back in the day you'd have to use a computer, but now you just use your phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was story time, you know,
back in the good old days.
Uh-huh.
Before flip phones, even.
Yeah, that's like late 90s, 2000s time.
But we also have your idea of how to wind down with RuneScape now that mobile is around. I'd be interested in that if there were no keys.
That's the deal, Shane.
And it's like you say, you got to get them hooked in, right, Tannis?
Hey, I'm hooked in.
How many more smokes do you want?
How many more what?
Smokes do you want?
Jesus.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Okay. I was just equating MTX to smoking.
Oh, I got you.
I will admit, on those rare occasions when we get a good promotion and I spend oddments on keys and I do like 20 chests, yeah. It makes me feel dirty.
Well, but you know, every once in a while, I like to enjoy a glass of scotch and a fine cigar. So, you know.
And some good old treasure hunter.
And some good old treasure hunter.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Couple pleasures.
Is Shane the one with the cigar?
I know, right?
Shane, you want to tell us something?
Oh, no, I don't.
He is in the land of the frozen free north.
Hello, Clip Show!
Oh, boy. All right. That was to get ready for the next piece of content. Everyone's favorite, Battle of the Monolith.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, indeed. But no, that's what you said you were going to do this that weekend. You said you were going to go out on the porch, have a cigar, have some scotch, and play some RuneScape Mobile.
Yep. I did that a lot this summer.
And load people. And throw some Treasure Hunter in, too.
Hey, you know, I mean, nothing wrong with a little Treasure Hunter on the side, you know?
All right. Moving on to episode 835, I'm going to play both these clips back-to-back, and then you guys can take a guess of what might have been happening this episode. Now, of course, the one everybody is going to want to talk to with this is Azanadra. At the end of this, he gives the player the Shard of Erebus, which is, you know, what else do we use these shards for, right? We obviously are going to use them to just, you know, stick in our book and use it as a as a bookmark. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to use that to protect ourselves when the Elder God Wars dungeon drops.
Or sometimes we like to put them inside us.
Oh.
Really,
Tim? Do not recommend that with this one. I don't think that's safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's apparently very cold to the touch.
No.
So, I mean, it's cold to the touch that your player can barely pick it up. Yeah, they said it was cold to the touch. What?
God.
I don't get what happened there, but nonetheless,
oh my God.
I honestly have no idea what's happening here, folks. But did he at all at any point in this quest remind you about a certain Cardassian on Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
No.
Oh.
No? Okay. Fair enough.
Because he always said what he meant and never spoke in riddles. Unless you meant Gul Dukat.
Yeah, I did mean Gul Dukat.
Yeah, it's like repeatedly.
Gul Dukat did nothing wrong.
Oh, God.
I love that reference. Whenever that comes
he
up.
He did nothing wrong. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful character. Wonderful character.
Best dad in the universe.
But you think that Asinadra is like that?
Yeah, it kind of sounds as though he's trying to make it seem as though, like, think mid-character arc for Gul Dukat, he's kind of make it seem as though, okay, I'm sucking up to you, things are going to get better and whatnot.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. City of Sentistan, Earth's episode that he was on this year. Mm-hmm. And I get the shard reference now. You guys explained it after the show.
I love the Earth episodes. I mean, I can just laugh all the way through them.
It's like, oh no,
a lot of fun.
So this episode, and the other thing I wanted to point out was this episode was actually really hard for me to get through because I felt like I was not here. That episode, because it was COVID vaccine number one.
Mm.
And that was pretty bad. But just wait till you hear the clips from number two. And, you know, we're honestly hoping that we don't wind up in a similar situation you did with number three when that eventually happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to episode 838. Right now, and this one was called The Elder God Wars Documentary, a Sirion Appearance. Beach Ball Rolling has been removed. I always hated that event. That and Terror Bird Racing.
Wasn't Beach Ball Rolling the reskinned cheese wheel rolling event?
Yes, it was. Yes,
yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Told you I'm an old timer.
Yeah. Do you ever do cheese rolling in real life? Because that's a fairly Dutch thing to do, right?
No.
No? Okay.
Is it Dutch?
I thought it was.
No. We don't roll our wheels of cheeses. Cheeses of wheels?
I remember.
Wheels of cheese, yeah.
I remember once watching The Amazing Race and they. I think it was the Netherlands, but maybe it was Belgium. They had to carry these wheels of cheese up a hill, and they just completely lost them. Old timers in the Amazing Race will know that.
Carrying, yeah, we have like classical, like what's the best way to describe it? You know, like a hammock you put between two people.
Yeah,
and then you put the wheels of cheese on that, and that's how cheese gets carried, the traditional way.
Okay,
and there's weekly cheese markets where it's all still done that way.
And I just want to apologize to anybody who's joining us here for, you know, the first time on this podcast. We normally aren't this tangenty.
You started about cheese. I mean, I'm passionate about cheese. It's in my blood.
I'm not.
Oh, I don't have blood. There's liquid cheese running through my veins, so.
Oh, my God. Okay. Beach ball rolling has been removed. Tick that off the list. I think you were on summer vacation this episode, and as you can tell, based on this Sirion clip and the last one. We kind of like to let our hair down sometimes, and sometimes it even works its way into the regular show.
And now we know that Sirion really enjoys cheese.
Yeah, I guess that might be a good Christmas present for someone to get him.
Yeah, there you go.
But he also at this point, and I will see if this persists through the end of the show, made me have one of my favorite RSBNB update moments of the year, talking about City of Sintistan.
Of the Majarat?
Yeah, we wanted to rebuild it, but it didn't happen for the longest time.
It felt like our actions mattered. It felt like what we did in these quests had a actual impact on the world.
And now we're just watching movies.
About, let's say, if you do the Elder God Wars dungeon, and then in a year you're going to do a City of Sintistan, you're basically watching a Discovery documentary about how the X were stolen.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've heard all year.
I'm not wrong.
Is he wrong?
Not wrong.
No, he's not. And, you know, just the idea of, you know, some kind of nature documentary about how eggs were stolen in the wild came to mind. And that's why I found that so absolutely hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to episode 839. This was the second episode of the Nodon front, and this was also, once I said that you're going to have to pay attention to the second vaccine episode for me, and this was it, and you'll see why in these clips. So our Steam Deck medal from last week.
What'd you do?
Our Steam Deck. What did I say?
I'm not sure, Shane. I thought you were doing something else. I don't know. Maybe that was slang. Like, maybe that's Canadian slang. I don't know what Steven you check.
I don't even know what I said. What did I say? You're laughing like a maniac. What did I say? What did I say?
You said your Steam Dick.
Steam Dick.
Oh.
It really is hot over there, huh?
I didn't sound normal there, did I?
No.
I think that was the extra strength Tylenol talking, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't think, did we even know that that was what was going on at that point?
No, I didn't tell you guys until the week after.
Okay.
For the second one, I had everything that you would expect, the aches, the fever, the brain fog, to the point where you see it right there in that clip. And when we were doing that episode, I actually lost my train of thought probably about five or six times remembering it, what I had to edit. So, yeah.
Well, you way to hang in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if we all wanted to, we could prepare by watching our favorite Star Trek time loop episodes.
Woo.
I should put together a list of those in
Times Squared.
And Times Squared is good. There's also one in Enterprise E Squared. There's Cause and Effect.
Oh, yes.
There's one of the early episodes of Voyager that I'm blanking on the name on right now, but there's lots of time loop episodes like that you can kind of pull on. And we'll have to wait and see what happens with the Nodon front. But this trailer released last Friday. Sorry, we were getting ready for the note on front. It didn't actually launch at that point, but always fun to throw those Star Trek references in, right?
Definitely. More in 22.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, we got multiple series now going, so it should be no problem, right?
That's right. I was just thinking about Picard.
Yep, that's going to be a good one. And just to give you an idea that I can pull that episode name, the Voyager episode I was thinking of was something around the second or third episode of the series called Time and Again.
Okay.
So when my mind is working properly, there we go. And one final clip from this episode. The Gnome Ball refugee referee.
Oh boy. Refuge. From the gnome ball roars. I finally escaped the gnome ball pitch. Please take me in. Look after me.
The gnome ball referee has had a stern talking to about stealing players' personal gnome balls and will now correctly return them after they leave the pitch. And I think we could chalk that one up to the side effects I was experiencing as well, because obviously I said it wrong once, but it took me two or three times to get it right after that.
Yeah, I think that's just those. That's a fun one. The old referees from the gnome ball.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
There's a caravan of them, I heard.
I just got to make an edit note. Actually, no, there's not going to be an edit note because this is the clip show. And apparently, one thing that I forgot to do, I have a clip that I listed but wasn't copied directly to the folder here from episode 841, and I'm trying to figure out where exactly that went. So I'm just going to actually pull that up from the raw episode files right now and play that, because that should have been copied to the folder if Mac OS Finder will cooperate. There we go. There we go. And hey, I mean, normally we'd take an edit note there, but this is live, so let's do it. It got posted to Reddit.
Really?
And they liked it.
Since it was PVM, everyone's like, oh, get your Peters out, beat them.
Yep. Oh, shit, I wish I was recording that. And you're probably wondering, how did I get that? It turned out I was recording.
Yeah. Turns out.
Do you still feel confident in that Reddit impersonation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Should I have done the things? Not on air, no. But yeah, is it it's still true? Still true.
Alrighty. Moving on to episode 843, Archaeology in Spades. This clip is called Thaxi Virgin Airlines, and I'm not entirely sure how we got onto this line of conversation.
I was 15 years old. I was looking to change a Virgin Airlines flight. I made the mistake of calling 1-800-VIRGIN-A. It was not Virgin Airlines.
I can imagine. Hell, it might have been this lady. Who knows?
What did 15-year-old you think?
15-year-old me was in a car ride full of people on our way to the airport and wanted nothing to do with that phone line.
I think I remember what this was about, and I'm not sure if you want to talk about it.
I can only imagine who he called.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember how we got onto that now, and it was about a conversation you were having with somebody that went in that direction inadvertently, and that was a story he had that kind of went in that same similar direction.
Oh, I vaguely, yeah, okay, think so. Probably not, but yeah.
Yeah. Amazing stuff that we get up to in the pre-show.
Yeah, a lot goes down in the pre-show.
And sometimes I make inadvertent slips as well in the main show.
I can save the world and make people, and I think it's stressing her out, and I think she's had a lot of stress.
Yeah, well, I'm
recently.
Sure. Well, I'm sure Donald Trump felt that way right before he went into the monolith. So,
my lord.
So. Oh, sorry. Did sure. I just?
You did. I was like, what? Is that a reference? What?
I was very willing to let that slide.
I took me a second to realize what I said there. I don't know. I meant Zaros.
Cool. Go on.
And Thaxi takes it just cool like a cucumber. But there's obviously there's an inadvertent Freudian slip there of comparing Zaros to Donald Trump.
Yes, there was. and it's an app comparison.
I agree, it is, and that's probably why I made it.
Yeah. Or chaos, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And trying to pull the strings from behind the scenes and whatnot. So, there we have it. Continuing on, we're moving on now to episode 844, Two Steps Forward, One Step Yank, talking about a bug related to dice. Magic dice no longer stall the player's actions or script cues, such as incoming damage. Performing another action, such as moving to another location, will cancel that dice roll. So, a bit of background for this one. The magic dice is what you get at various milestone unlocks from the quest point shop, and those magic dice give you a roll on the treasure trail loot table. So, what this means is that somebody would be able to keep consistently, prior to this patch note, rolling their magic dice and stalling what the game would be doing, including things such as using this to block incoming damage.
The things people find.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. Did they patched it, though?
Yes, it's been patched.
Is there a way that we could incorporate this into our normal rotation for greater DPS? We're just saying, Shane, maybe it's not a bug. I mean, maybe you're not looking at it properly. Maybe it's really the new meta of how combat works.
So rather than defenders now, we just need to add an offhand dice that you activate its ability and block damage periodically?
I mean, it wouldn't be in-game if they didn't intend it to be that way, right? I mean, you know, it's the new meta.
Oh. Is it a dice for animation, a dice dance? I can just see that in the middle of combat. You take this.
And for anybody wondering,
snake eyes.
Tannis is being 100% joking here, because we had this huge discussion, whether it was last week or the week before, I think the week before, about how people found a way of standing underneath Karapak to block his damage from one of his attacks, and the community cried out, and it effectively became part of the new mechanics on Karapak because the community cried out. So you're right. Maybe if enough people cried out about this, we could get some offhand dice.
Never know.
And of course, I think it also ties in with what the community feels, is how there's always part of the player base that feels like, oh, this is in-game. Because it's in-game, it must be 100% legit, right?
You know, well, yeah, because do you remember there was a time when we used to joke around about bugs and calling them features, and then
right.
They became feature. They started writing them into the game. Be like, oh, no, you like Vortex Attack? Yeah, we can do that. We'll do something.
We'll just make
that
a tier 95 staff that does that for you.
Yeah, and then I forgot about the care pack stuff, so... Yes. another day, another
encounter with the community.
Yep.
All right. Exactly. Moving on to episode 846 now, Pandora's Skilling Bundle, and I talk about my attempts at the Archglacier.
Well, you killed this, and everyone calls this Ice Telos.
Yeah, that's true. And I haven't gone streaking yet, so.
Well, that's probably good for everybody.
Oh. Oh, I see what you mean. I just said it that way. I just realized what the... Oh, shit. Edited out, of course, of the main episode, but, you know, you call it the Archglacier streak mechanic, so we're just going streaking at the Archglacier today. I'm sure everyone gets a chuckle out of that.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, moving on to episode 848 right now, Pointy Sticks Be Sus, one of my favorite titles of the year. You know what I've been thinking a lot recently, and the spreadsheet you showed me earlier in the week really exemplified this, was that RuneScape is the spreadsheet game. If you wanted to teach a young one how to do spreadsheets, you could tell them to play RuneScape and point them to a specific part of the game and be like, go make a spreadsheet on this.
Yeah, that's totally going to grow the base, Shane. You know what really makes kids interested? Spreadsheets. Come on, go play RuneScape and learn how to do math.
I learned how to do lots of programming and whatnot because of RuneScape.
True.
But anyways, I don't know. I know lots of people who did that. I found that amusing. I don't know if other people did or if anybody else had learning experiences like that. But hey, I think anything extracurricular to RS that can be tied to it is a wonderful thing.
Well, and you just, and the math just kept coming.
Yes, it did that episode. That you're right, it did on that episode. The spreadsheet I was talking about was the comparison between different types of ranged ammunition. But, of course, we do publish the Nibbles each and every week, and you swear you heard me say something else when I recorded the Nibble title, so here we are. And even Amazon now, on your favorite Amazon device that talks to you and listens to you, you can now listen to RSBNB Update. But we're also on YouTube, of course. You'll find the Nibbles there, little bits and pieces of the show we put out each and every week. I hear B. You heard P.
I think that one might have been in your favor, Shane. It might have been a B.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they were all Bs. All N-I-B-B-L-E.
Well, I don't know if we could say all of them, but that one might have been.
All right. On to episode 849, the Croesus the Fun Guy. Of course, with Picks of the Week, we also sometimes do Articles of the Week, and Amazon introduced a new robot.
Oh my god, you haven't heard of the fucking dystopian Amazon robot they're going to put?
Oh shit, that thing, right. Are you getting one?
Oh, fuck no. Shane, automated robot blind guy nighttime. This is gonna go well. No.
You make a very valid point.
Do they put a fucking strobe light on it? I mean, come on, we need.
I have to do like packaging tape, like the brown clear packaging tape, just over the top of a little like LED strobe on the top, like the top of a tower for planes flying at night, just to like.
Yeah, they talked to like developers that were in on the early development. They're like, this thing is so broken, like it's just gonna plunge downstairs and commit suicide every chance it gets. And
I thought it was designed for kids. Like,
No, it does all this really bad facial recognition. It's supposed to be like good.
Is that on your Christmas list this year, the Amazon Astro?
No, but I have heard somebody talk about it and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna get that and try that." And I'm thinking, yeah, let me know how that goes, man. Not gonna do it.
One step closer to Terminator, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, no.
We're just lucky these things aren't armed.
Yet.
All right, this episode also was one where Thaxi, for Pick of the Week, suggested everybody go get flu shots. And, you know, there's other things we also need to protect ourselves from as well. But I think the advice on that is probably best given by what jurisdiction you're in, depending where you are and whether or not the walls are falling down around you on that. So we'll leave that there. We only have a few achievements this week compared to last week, but you can start us off, Tanis.
I was just wondering, Shane, is that how you advocate for the use of condoms?
Oh, no.
Dice, I have no response to that. Start your achievements.
Just go, my guy. All right.
So, starting with I.
So, my issue with this clip is it came out of nowhere. And you were so matter of fact that I stopped because it sounded like you needed to take a break for a minute.
Because you said something about protecting, you're following the guidelines to protect yourself.
And you could, and you could just tell in the background that Thaxi was trying to keep it together.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when it's the funniest, you know. I mean,
yeah, and I mean, you could have messaged him beforehand and said, you know, just let it rip, you know.
Yeah, no, you gotta get the authentic reaction.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. All right, moving on to episode 852, Zuck Down Under. This clip will only be played once during this clip show and never again. So here we go. I don't want anyone to smack me for this, but there is an NPC, after you donate some blood to power up the sword, who says, are you guys both sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, master, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
I've come to the conclusion that we know why Draenor was banished from Mauritania. And it is because he probably possessed that weapon.
I practiced that for the show. I don't normally have to practice these things. But the person I practiced with hung up on the Discord call 3 times.
Let's hope they don't sue for damages.
I'm sorry, I just had to bring that up, that we have one of these talking possessed sword heads in game like that now. I never thought I'd see the day that we'd have that in RS3, but lo and behold, there it is. And of course, that was the episode with Chaos Elemental on it. Yeah.
I mean, I could go for an encore, but... You know, I think you should do it live. Maybe one of these times you do a segment, you know, in character, you know.
No. I can't believe we got to that point, in all honesty. That just has to be the most extreme clip of the year, I think. I don't know. We'll see what happens as we get to the end here. Continuing on to episode 853, Full Frontal with Zakal Zook. And we got 2 clips from this episode. First one was when we were opening up the show. Gonna jump in to the Zekar Front, Inferno, the whatever we want to call it in this stage, the Full Front. You know, there's been a whole myriad of names this week, hasn't there? Tanis, what do you want to call it?
I think we should call it Full Frontal.
With Samantha B.
And this was just the beginning on this episode. I'll just move into the post-show clip from when we were actually working with the title, and then we can discuss the impacts of this.
Yeah. Full Frontal in the gutter.
How about Full Frontal Zook?
Oh, man.
All right. Full Frontal Zook.
Oh, no. Shane, you have to be aware that that is an incredibly sexual statement. I am putting that into the world.
Well, Tanis and Zant won't throw any objections up. Do you think it's too far?
I mean, you run this place. That's it. We're gonna the Zuck things. The like, this is gonna Zuck so much. Like that sounds like a different word. And we're already full. Like you, I want to make sure that you are aware of what you are signing yourself up for.
I see. Thank you for saying that. We're not doing that then. And we didn't go with that. title. We just went with we just added a little bit more in there. We went full frontal with Zukalzook.
Damn Thaxi. He thwarted our plans.
He was looking out for us. What can I say?
He's looking out for you. That would have been hilarious. We wouldn't have let you do it, but it would have been hilarious to let you go right to the edge.
Yeah, you and Zan were definitely chuckling about that.
Yeah, and what you need to know is, like, in the back of my mind always is, oh, wait till I send this one to Reed. he's going to like this one.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll make the clips available to people like him. There's no reason for me to make a direct listing available to everybody who's listening, because you already got that through the clip show. But I can see the merit in having those as well. But now we're moving on to 855, Gambling with Guardrails. And you made a very apt comparison about what you want in your RuneScape bundles.
Go down the road, you know, I want to buy a la carte. Like, I don't want the combo platter. I want to buy a la carte. I want all this other crap. I'm not going to eat my beans and rice anyway, man. Just bring me my fajitas.
Okay, you know, fair enough, Nick. I get it. Oh, that's amazing. So you just want the fajitas, no beans and rice.
That's right. I mean, who really finishes their plate anyway, right? I mean, you get your fajitas, you eat all that stuff, and they pretty much take the beans and rice back.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, this comparison, of course, that we were making was about I think it was the double XP care package that had just come out. So. There's that.
The first of the bundles.
Yeah, the first of the bundles. And with that, you also just had to... Well, I'll just play the next clip. It's about facts and feelings. And I want somebody out there. I want somebody out there listening to this. Show me somebody else out there who does PVM and creates content for the community that is willing to say that, A, we don't know if there's inflation in the game, and B, we don't know if we need a death cost rework. I'm pleased that we're taking these opinions, because these are not popular opinions on both of them.
Well, no, but I mean, facts don't care about feelings, right? We just don't have the numbers.
Oh my god. You quoted Little Benji.
Well, regardless, it's true. Regardless, we need the data, right? At the end of the day, we need the data, and that's something that we are not going to have. We're probably going to have to trust in Timbo, because that's as good as we're
in
probably
going
to
get with trust.
This. In Timbo, we trust.
And I think with that, we can leave it there. So what we were talking about, of course, was answering the question that's always out there, do you or do you not need a death cost rework? Is there inflation in the game? Everybody feels like there is, but we don't know what the magnitude is, if there is. And we're on the controversial side in saying that, you know, if maybe that's not the case. And that led you to break that quote out from Ben Shapiro, who, when he said that in 2016, was one of the most controversial things that somebody had said, but lo and behold, here, that seems to have worked, that quote seems to have worked its way into the common day-to-day life.
Well, I think it was pretty, I think it was pretty apt. And, you know, and we still don't have figures on the inflation. Nope. So all we can do is watch that the things that they are trying and what we could imagine those effects would be, and then kind of, like, you know, go from there. But no, we don't have them numbers, probably aren't going to have those numbers.
Yeah. And, you know, anybody else who tries to say one way or another that one thing is definitively true probably has a different perspective that they're going for on that. So it's something that you do need all the data to commentate on. But with that, moving on, 2 weeks into the future now, episode 857, Party Hat Fever. This is when you had to disappear because you had just been KO'd by your by your third dose. How are you guys doing with this?
I'm doing pretty well. I am 6 of 8 on my main and 4 of 8 on my ult.
Nice. I'm 5 of 8.
Oh, nice.
I am 6 of 8 on both. I have 2 skilling, or actually no, I'm 5 of 8 technically on both. I'll get the 6 from the yak check. I have 2 skilling shards on each account.
It's too bad we weren't all at different places. Then we'd fit nicely into a Borg unicomplex.
I don't know what that means.
Star Trek reference.
Cool. Yeah. I'm an uncultured nerd.
No, you're fine. I'm
we
betting.
We just have to be on different Unimatrixes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the spirit. There's your Star Trek reference. Zerdone's got it.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty obvious. So I just think Daxi's just slow on that one.
Yeah, and you know he'll watch Star Trek at some point. It's something most of the producers and whatnot do eventually pick up. But I enjoyed working that one in on there. You just told me before we began the show that you're actually going for the party hat now.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for the dude in the Grand Exchange for that one right now.
He's right outside, the gate. You're looking for
right
the wise old man.
The gate.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I can buy it from him?
No, he just gives it to you.
Wasn't there one you can buy?
Yeah, you can buy one. I don't know where you get the one that you buy because I'm not doing that on mine.
Oh. Yeah, no, I am. I didn't mean to, but I must have got one and I got one for the yak track, and then I got one for the keys, and then I had one for gathering, so I'm like, huh.
Might as well,
yeah. So that's kinda how that worked out.
Yeah. All right. Also on 8:57, comment I made forced Thaxi into song. I don't know why I said take us home, but there we go.
Country roads, West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home.
Okay, I want to go watch Discovery, so quick, show title.
show title.
We could. But we didn't go with that. See, I just figured we'd throw this in there because these are the kind of moments that just happen in pre and post show that many people are not aware of, and this is part of the huge reason why we like doing RSVNB update because we've all had moments like that in the past, and it's just really fun when they happen like that.
So. Wait for it. 2022, me, Daxi and Tanis, Islands in the Stream. It's gonna be a hit. A duet for the ages.
Nice. We'll have to make that happen. Okie dokes. Moving on to episode 858. What is fun? Talking about what would be fun going to RuneFest again. I think, yes, it's always something to consider.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a dream to go. I hope someday I'll go.
Yeah.
And if it was next year, I would go in full mourner's gear just to make sure.
That's actually a really good one.
Right?
Maybe they could do that as the theme for it. RuneFest 2022, Plague's End.
Plague's End, yes. Yeah, everyone gets to kick open a door as they come through. Yeah. I think it would be special, and I would look forward to just meeting all the people.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. And we'll say this again. When they go back to RuneFest in person and they have the cosplay parade and they vote for the cosplay, if this doesn't win, anybody in a mourner's outfit who goes to the next RuneFest needs to at the very least get an honorable mention.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Because it would be so apt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mourner's outfit its extra protection, and it was one of the most popular RuneScape quests. What's not to love about that?
I mean, it's quite apropos, or what do you call that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Episode 859, Droning Gilinor.
I can't believe, like, they literally have to walk around the world with it.
Well, I mean, not necessarily walk around, but, you know, run a drone or something that automatically goes and takes pictures, right?
Oh, no. We're not droning Gilinor, are we? Shane, no. No drones in Gilinor.
That's what I think every time I open up the free cam is that I'm flying a drone.
Not good. No, bad Shane.
And for the record, the kind of drone I was thinking about would be like the usual kind of drone that you'd use when you're surveying property or something to that effect, with just a 4K camera for its payload.
So no armed...
No predator drones with Hellfire no predator missiles drones. Or Sidewinder missiles or whatever they're called. It kind of goes back to that defense contractor clip we had early on in the year.
Yeah.
You also had an idea of what we should do with the wilderness on this episode.
You know, so like...
Like, I wonder what it would be if you really put this to a poll. Need it? Like, rework the wilderness, use some needle shenanigans, and bring the area 4 and 3.
We need the land, damn it. It's time that we take that land back. Gilinor should stretch from sea to shining sea. That's our land.
Oh.
It's just sitting up there. They're not doing anything with it. It's just got some ruins and stuff. That's our land. We should go get it.
Manifest Destiny for RuneScape. Which,
yes, it is.
I mean, the question is, would it be the Varrock Kingdom or the Falador Kingdom that would go for it? Because they both kind of border it, right?
Someone needs to go for it because, yeah. I mean, it's wasted space, isn't it? Like right now, there's a good portion of the map that's just kind of wasted space.
Right, and you wonder, you know, we're going to have an experiment of this in January, removing the dual arena PvP area and replacing it with skilling content. Could you do the same thing with the wilderness, and would people bat an eye? And it really raises a lot of interesting questions. So,
yeah.
All right, we're getting close to the recent history now, in particular episode 860. The Green Santa had a rare well done, where Questcaping asked me to vocalize certain emoticons regarding our previous clip, and I said no. Next one is from VI Nightshade. Hello, podcasters. I want to know how I can do most content in the game except for Ambassador. He is the only boss I haven't done solo. Also, Questcaping is a cutie. I assume you're familiar with this person.
Oh, yes.
As a clan quester.
I feel like you're doing this question a disservice by not somehow vocalizing the emoticons.
I don't want to vocalize those emoticons.
That's fair.
Because I have a feeling I know what they are, and we kind of went there on that Halloween episode, didn't we?
Not about to crack open the uwu voice again?
Nope.
We are spared.
Which I'm sure people would love, but I'm not going to do that. Once was enough for you. Even my most trusted people who give me a lot of latitude for this show told me not to do that again. And it will not be done again. And it will not be done again.
But we just did it.
That was with the clip. That was with the clip. But
we can play the clip. You're just not going to do it. Okay.
Yeah, we can play the clip, but I'm not going to do any new vocalizations on that. So, all right. Moving on to the last episode of the year, 861, RuneScape's 2021 PVM meta in review. And we had a fun time with this, our longest episode of the year. First clip talks about finding the best uses for one of RuneScape's biggest swords.
I don't even know that you could give an eye, like you'd have to put a broom handle inside of it or something to give it enough stability, because the handle on this thing is teeny tiny, and that blade even, I don't know that there's a, you have to use some real interesting materials to make that blade, one, liftable, and like, man, this thing is so massive. Like, it's the sword, if you make that scale, it's like 5 feet tall. That blade would be almost 2 feet wide. Like, it's the size of me.
Tannis, can you get your boy Elon on it?
Dude, I don't know. He's really busy building cylinder shaped rocket ships.
He should send a 3D printed EZK to space. I think that's what we need.
If you heat molded plastic to the right shape, you could probably do it, and then you'd have to just add a whole bunch of internal structure like a broom handle or something that would, like, I think you'd have trouble. Like, a god sword has a long enough handle that you can kind of manipulate it, and it's a thin enough blade. This would weigh a ton as a cosplay. Anyways,
and that's why you say it's strange.
And that may be its best use, because hot dang, this thing is...
Of course, we're talking about the tier 95 sword that came out with Zuck. It was in our PVM year-end meta review, but I initially made the comment with this that sometimes on live streams or at RuneFest, they'd have Mod Mark walking around with an actual god sword, and I suggested this be the next sword that they walk around with, and the issues with that quickly became apparent. Best uses for the tier 95 melee sword in-game, parading it around at RuneFest, just because in the past, well, they've done that with god swords, so why not the biggest sword, the widest sword, and the heaviest sword in-game?
Yeah, well, I mean, with the exception of it being, you know, 2 feet wide, 5 feet long.
And that's just the blade.
That's just the blade. I mean, now, if you could make that out of, like, I don't know, like Bud Light cans or something, like some kind of aluminum so it was like light, you know? maybe that would do.
That's why he said to get Elon on it, because of course Elon Musk could pull that off. He's pulling all sorts of things off.
Hey, he could do that and get funded by the government to do it.
All right, and then I ask a question about rings and get an obvious answer.
Yeah, because you left it out.
No, I didn't leave it out. I left it in
Weaver's ring. Weaver's ring. Who cares about this trash?
I didn't know where to put it. I didn't know where to put it because it was under all three styles.
Yeah,
you put it on your finger, Shane.
Yeah.
David's wonderful with the quick quips there, isn't he?
Uh huh. Yep.
But yeah, that was a fun episode to record, and very long, but I think perhaps one of our most informative episodes for everybody, and if it was going to be a time capsule episode of 2021, that would probably be it.
Yeah, that was a good episode, and I think you're right. It really did. It wrapped up this year, because this year was so involved with PVM.
Yep. All right, and speaking of wrapping things up, we have come to the point where we have our last clip of the year, and this one's really fitting given 20 years of RuneScape. And we're going to paint a picture about bows and arrows as well as we move through the range section with that.
Are we going to do it on caves?
No.
Oh, okay.
You could do a cave painting while Faxi does math, though.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
It can be good content.
Absolute masterpiece. They'll be talking about it 50 generations from now when it gets dug up in the ruins of our post-apocalyptic society.
Oh my god.
This is the time capsule.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they're going to find RSB and be update episodes.
But they seemed so smart. What happened?
Okay. All right. So, as we progress through Ranged of the Year, cave paintings of RuneScape and RSB&B update episodes. What a way to end 2021. What a way to end the year with that clip. And it's true, right? Because bows and arrows were slept on this year, honestly. Faxi did math. And I said I was going to paint a picture, and David says, yeah, Tanis, you go paint the picture. On a cave wall.
Yeah.
The only remnant of RSVMD update thousands of years from now, once all of our magnetic storage has disappeared. A cave painting done commemorating 2021's RuneScape PVM meta.
Hey, maybe we'll learn how to put it on into a crystal skull by then, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. When it comes around to long-term archive, I learned this week that there's an archive in the Arctic Circle that archived at the beginning of 2020 all of the source code that was stored on GitHub, the open source repository. And when it comes to actually archiving data, tape is actually still the best way to go compared to something like hard drives or solid state or optical media like DVDs. So just a little bit of food for thought with that. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. I just have a couple of other little bits and bobs here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed those clips. Which clip was your favorite?
Oh, man. Probably it has to be one of them when you were under the weather, I think. That's the thing. Or either that or the scared sneeze. That one was really
the knifing one.
Really good too. Yeah, the knifing sneeze.
All right. Mine was when Mod Warden told us at the beginning of the year and told the community in an offhanded remark that there was going to be party hats that might increase in value, and the community team said no. But lo and behold, yeah, here we are at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's classic.
Makes you wonder if they knew they were going to do a golden party hat from the beginning.
They must have some inkling of something.
Because maybe. That's just too funny to kind of gloss over, right?
Yeah.
So. All right, so we're going to do our picks of the year, and then we will close off the 2021 chapter. So my pick of the year is the HTML5 Fishbowl from episode 834. And this is, for everybody, just a nice visual view of what's possible in a modern web browser when it comes to rendering and just how powerful our web browsers can become. And it's also a fun way of testing your computer, testing your smartphone, because what you can do is you can just press the go button and it will keep adding fish to this fishbowl, this virtual fishbowl, until your browser slows to a crawl. So you can go and compare with your friends just how many fish you were able to get from get on your HTML5 fishbowl. And I've always loved these kind of weird little technology previews like this. And we could have gone with a more serious pick of the week this year. I could have at least done that. But I thought, you know, let's just go with something that really encapsulates what RSVMD update is in its odd form like that. So I figured, yeah, the HTML5 fishbowl is going to be my my pick of the year from mine.
Nice.
And the link will be in the show notes at update.rsvmd.com to that.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I think this is a little bit more recent of a pick, but I have to choose Forza Horizon 5 as my pick of the year. It's gotten some awards recently when it comes to its accessibility, and it is one of the probably one of the most accessible games of all time, and definitely the most accessible racing game of all time. It is a really, really good game. Can't recommend it enough. And it's just, yeah, I mean, it's the gold standard right now of accessible gaming. Everything from what it does visually, what it does...
Okay, we're good. Keep going. It's still okay. The clip show. Yeah. Just a bit of a cough.
It's it's just an all around incredible game. It's a lot of fun. Whatever kind of cars you're into, you can get them. I'm cruising around in a a DeLorean right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like Back to the Future.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And it looks so wonderful too. The Forza games have always been wonderful technological showcases, both in terms of accessibility and what is possible on the Xbox One initially, and now the One S, and then the Series X as well. And I personally am with you. I prefer the open road format more over the circuit racing that comes out every other year. So I would love for them to take that game eventually to one of two countries, either here in Western Canada, or I think New Zealand would also be a fun one as well. Get to drive on the opposite side of the road again.
Oh, yeah, not as fun as you might imagine, Shane. yeah, not very fun at all, actually. Canada, we could do Canada. Although, you know, the thing about the Forza games is they normally have seasons. Do you have those in Canada?
We do. We do.
It's always cold.
We do have seasons. We do have seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Just a update here on my iPhone 13. I'm currently up to 1,948 fish before it starts to slow down. Official. So that's what that's good for. Any remarks, any closing words you'd like to deliver to our listeners before we say goodbye to 2021?
You know, I want to thank everybody for listening, and you know, you said it before, but we really can't do this without everybody and all of you. It's something that we love, and we try to, you know, bring the best analysis and straight talk that we can. And you know, a little bit of humor, a little bit of spice here and there.
Yeah.
But, I think it was a good year. It had its challenges and its ups and downs. You know, going into 22, I think we're in a really good position. We're really strong, and I just look forward to seeing what will happen, you know, in Jagex's and RuneScape's 21st year, right? We'll be old enough to drink next year. So hey.
New executive producer, lots of changes on the way. We got the first glimpse of the first 2022 update today. Hetz Oasis replacing the Duel Arena. And, you know, I'd just like to say, going back, 2021 started a lot like 2020, and everybody hoped that this year things would get better, and they did, and they didn't at the same time. And the one constant, of course, was this show, RSBNB Update. And as you said, we love gathering each week to share the news of the week, the RuneScape news of the week with you. Share our opinions on it. And of course, the biggest one for me is listening and interacting with you, our listeners, because the worst thing is a podcast that's a one-way street where the hosts are talking at people. And I'm so proud as content creators that we encourage that discourse going both ways, whether it be in the YouTube comments, the Discord, the friends chat, you name it, practically anywhere, we will talk to anybody. And that was one of the things when we were setting up the Patreon, is that we looked around, and one of the things people do is they grant access to the hosts. And I said, no, we're not going to do that, because we have always done that, and we're not going to change that for Patreon. And I feel like it's worked really well. And that leads me to say that, looking back, I feel a little self-conscious in saying this, but 2021 was one of the best years ever for RSBNB Update. We're all RuneScape veterans, and the 20th anniversary was incredibly special for all of us. It's years of memories, friendships, new and old, and this game and community is ultimately our own. And I hope that throughout this year, our podcasts have been insightful and informative and have enriched your RuneScape experience in some way, or even at the very least just brought a smile to your face. RuneScape has a vibrant community, and with that, we wouldn't be here without the fine people at Jagex HQ. Everybody who makes the game that we play ultimately made this year possible, And a big thank you needs to go out to all the J-Mods for that. They don't get that enough, so thank you. But we also, of course, need to once again thank those J-Mods who have moved on to other prospects and opportunities this past year. With that, everything all the J-Mods did, whether or not they're still at Jagex or they moved on, it impacted you, the community. It impacted us, and everyone's presence was felt, and those who aren't there are going to be missed. But I think we, as this podcast, also just need to acknowledge Mod Warden, who joined in 2019 as the executive producer and helped RuneScape evolve. I don't think there's any better way of putting it, because it was under his leadership that we saw what was truly possible for this game. And we thank Mod Warden for everything he did and where he brought this worldwide community that everybody here cherishes so much and everybody listening cherishes so much. But of course, it ultimately then gets to the point of the hosts and producers of RSBNB Update. This wouldn't be possible without everybody who sits and looks up the updates each week. You guys know who you are. Thank you for everything. Thank you, of course, for making these episodes more than just two talking heads of Tannis and myself. Thank you for bringing light and positive energy into what can be seen as an otherwise dark time. And you guys make RSBNB Update what it is. But at the end of the day, 20 years of RuneScape is something that only comes once. And we're so happy we got to share this experience with you, the listeners, and our community. It's been a wonderful year, and I look forward to what's coming in 2022. We got the dual arena removal. Questions about the economy and death costs are still continuing. And of course, the biggest one is probably going to be the conclusion of the Elder God Wars series. And these are just a few of the things we'll touch, but we're here and we're ready to go that first week of January with what I feel is the strongest team we've ever had here at RSBNB Update. So unless you have anything else, Tannis.
No, I firmly agree. I feel the same way. We, it's funny that, you know, a show that's been around as long as we have can still be growing and still be getting stronger every year. But in a lot of ways, we reflect RuneScape in the same way that we're only getting stronger. And it's a testament to what we all do, I think. So I'm looking forward to 2022 and seeing what that will bring. I think it's no surprise that, I was a big fan of Mod Warden, and I hope to, see what he does next. I'm sure it'll be, something special. And the new EP, we'll welcome him with open arms and hope that we can, get some stability and continue on all the good things that Mod Warden started.
Indeed. And that starts with the first episode of 2022 next week, as you guys are hearing this, discussing Het's Oasis. So with that being said, we'll see you then. Have a good week, everyone.
See ya. I got this one was one where they found out too that it was like
man-made.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whoa!
I don't know if I hate it that much, but I mean.